Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited to have our good friend Dawn Fotopoulos back on the show. She's the founder of HiddenProfitProfit.com. She is the author of one of the most important books on small business financial management, Accounting for the Number Phobic. It's outstanding. And she's an associate professor of business at King's College, and our good friend Dawn Fotopoulos. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so good to be here, Jim. Good morning, everybody.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. And Dawn, you're bringing today a topic that is one of my hot buttons, and it's all about pricing. And I'm going to mention what you're going to be doing in a little bit. We'll bring it up several times, but I just want to establish this thing. I go around, when I travel around the world, and I do business with small businesses whenever I can, and oftentimes I walk in and I'll buy something and they'll tell me how much it is, or it'll be a contractor. A lot of times it's a contractor I'll hire to do something, you know, small local contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say to them, you realize you're not charging me enough, right? And they look at me like I've grown, like I've, you know, fallen out of a tree or something. And, of course, my family hates going with me to places sometimes because they're afraid I'm going to say something like that, which just embarrasses the heck out of them, right? Who does that?
Yeah.
Who else does this, right? I mean, who tells a merchant, you need to charge me more? But I tell them, look, I know how much it costs to buy that stuff that you put together. I know what it costs to keep this building open. You're not charging enough. And especially
all right, Jim,
I'm glad you're here to talk about pricing today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there is nothing that's going to affect your profitability more than what you charge for what you do, right? There's nothing.
That's where it starts.
I did a survey, right? 5 years, 5,000 small business owners. I did a survey. What percentage of small business owners do you think underprice what they do? What percentage? Take a guess.
I'm going to say 79%.
Ooh, you are good. 80%.
Wow.
8 out of 10.
Listen. I've got my own. You know, I've done my research too. Not as scientifically as you've done it, but I mean, you know, folks, I did not know what her numbers were.
No, he didn't. But you know your business.
I sure do. 8 out of 10.
Okay, so it's sort of bad news, but it's great news, too, because it means that there's opportunity here. And here's the thing, Jim. Okay, I'm going to give you a data point that nobody's ever going to give you. So everybody listen up. Really important. If your closure rates in sales are higher than 30%, like in other words, you speak to 10 people, 3 buy. If it's higher than that, you're pricing too low.
Say that again.
Okay. If you're in sales, right, everybody wants to sell as much as they can. Like, that's the goal.
Right.
Right, we're going to ring the cash register every possible way we can. So what they typically do is they lower price so they can ring the cash register more frequently. But then you get into the conundrum you were just describing, right? I cut my prices, I cut my gross margin, I kill my bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So if your sales closure rates, if you speak to 10 people and more than 3 are buying, it means that your price
is
too low.
That's right.
Okay, so let me give you an example of what that looks like on the ground.
You're selling too many people. It's the same example as somebody who has an apartment complex never wants to be 100% occupied. They always want to be in the 90 to 95% range, because if they are more than 95%, their rents are too low.
There we go.
That's
exactly the same concept. So a friend of mine owns a PR agency here in New York, and she never gets any sleep. She works 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
She works 7 days a week. She never gets any sleep. She never has any money in the bank, right? But she's very good at what she does. So I said to her, what's your closure rate? She said, my closure rate's 80%. I said, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And she was shocked. She fell off her chair. She said, what are you talking about? I said, no, you don't understand. You are capacity constrained by definition.
Yeah.
You're a two-man shop.
Mm-hmm.
That means you got to cherry pick who you do business with. That means you can't afford to to have all of these clients paying you pennies. You should have one or two clients that are paying you, you know, what you deserve and what you're delivering. So I said, you got to double your prices. She said, I can't do that. I said, you have no choice. First of all, you can always lower price, right? Mm-hmm. Easiest thing in the world to hit the back button on your computer and lower a price. Anybody can do that. Very difficult to raise a price. So I said, if a few people who listen to your price don't leave you screaming, saying, oh, I'm giving you the big drama about they can't afford it, you're too low.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought.
So anyway,
we're going to come back. Hold on. We're going to come back and talk about this some more, folks. This is important. This could save your business, what we're going to talk about today. Quick break. See this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.